Proclamation number 6214 of 17th of March, 1955. God's will, principle of love. Only that corresponds to my will which reveals the principle of love. And thus you have a precise characteristic of my will. Your thoughts, intentions and actions must be based on love for me and your neighbor. You must only ever want to help and make people happy and never combine your actions with selfish thoughts. For selfishness is self-love, a perverse love which you may only cherish in your heart to a very small extent. To a degree that ensures the preservation of your body as long as it has the task to fulfill. To be the carrier of your soul. What you therefore need to make the body suitable for this task is the measure of love for yourselves granted to you. But you yourselves are free to increase or decrease the degree of self-love. And the latter will always mean a plus for your soul which you will only recognize when you reap the fruits of what you have sown on earth. For what the body desired on earth for itself it is to give away. What it denied itself in order to help its neighbor the soul finds again in the kingdom of the beyond as wealth with which it can now work, which makes it blissfully happy. So I will not force you in earthly life, I will not hinder you in your thinking, wanting or acting. You can cover your earthly path at your own discretion, but what you sow you will also reap. And you will always know about my will which only ever requires loving activity from you which, however, you have to practice voluntarily if it is to serve your soul's perfection. And if the heart is willing to love, if the human being has fought against selfish love as far as possible, then he will do of his own accord what corresponds to my will. He will no longer do it in order to merely fulfill my commandments, but out of the innermost urge of his heart he will think and act according to my will. It will inwardly urge him to give and make happy, for then he already carries my spirit of love within himself. He has changed his initially love-poor nature, his heart embraces everything that surrounds him with its love. And thus he also radiates love to his fellow human beings and can also cause them to change their nature according to his example. Love is divine. It is my primal element, and it therefore has to deify everything that is seized by it and let it become my image. A heart which now allows itself to be seized by me myself, which ignites love within itself and now unites with me, must irrevocably approach the original state again, for it deifies itself and again assumes all characteristics and abilities it once possessed when it was externalized by me as an emanation of love in all perfection. Love alone restores this original state, because love deifies the being and because love causes the union with me which results in an overflow of light and strength in abundance. This is why my will can never ever have anything else as its aim than to always cause you humans to do deeds which reveal the love principle in you. This is why my will can only ever be the fulfillment of my commandments which teach you love for me and your neighbor, and this is why you must all know about this will of mine. For this reason my word is repeatedly brought to you humans which informs you of my will. And only he who fulfills my commandments of love will be blissfully happy, for he can only return to me when he has become the love again which he was in the beginning. Amen.